John Taylor is joining us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with some news on, well, an important local trucking company. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. Yesterday, the market was down again, at least as measured by the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Dow was down 48 points, third day in a row. But this morning, it's looking better. Dow futures up about 60 points right now. And it's Thursday morning, so let's talk about jobs again. That is, let's talk about people who don't have jobs, who are filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. Number came in at 333,000. That's a little better than was expected. The market was expecting 340,000. Last week, the week before, it was 328,000. So the number continues to trend well below 400,000 people filing for unemployment for the first time. Now let's talk about trucking. Of course, one of our major and best corporate citizens is Arkansas Best. They will be reporting earnings tomorrow morning before the market opens, so we're anxiously anticipating those numbers. Of course, they recently got some great news when they got some relief related to their contract with the Teamsters. Well, yesterday, YRCW, you know, you may not know who that is, but that's the combination of their two primary bankrupt competitors. It used to be Roadway and Yellow Trucking, and they become YRCW. They basically barely avoided bankruptcy a couple of years ago. But they announced numbers yesterday that were just horrible. Second quarter loss of $1.72 a share. That's three times what Wall Street was expecting. Revenue came in below Wall Street's expectations in addition to that. And YRCW, the old Yellow Roadway, says that they're considering refinancing their debt for the second time in 2 years. The company is already primarily owned by competitors. Most of the stockholders had to exchange their stock for debt. Also keep in mind that the $750 million lawsuit that ABF has been pursuing for a number of years against the Teamsters and also YRCW remained intact, even though they came up with a new contract with the Teamsters just a few weeks ago. By the way, Yellow Roadway posted its 9th loss in 10 quarters, not very good numbers, and they owe $1.3 billion in debt. They've only got about $200 million in cash. But you'd like to be one of their creditors who's asking you to refinance them once again for the second time in 2 years. Now, another big debate that's come up, though, you probably saw the announcement that Congress and the President also have announced plans to do away with Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and replace them with some new entity to guarantee mortgages. Well, one of the problems, this is that Fannie and Freddie, which have been operating under conservatorship, the government took them over in 2008 when the crisis hit, they've now become incredibly profitable. It's amazing how that changes things when these things are ginning the kind of cash they're ginning. Yesterday, Freddie Mac announces that they made $5 billion in the quarter, $3 billion in the same quarter of last year. So they made $5 billion in the first quarter, second quarter, almost $5 billion in the first quarter. Fannie Mae just announced this morning they made over $10 billion in profit in the quarter just completed. They continue to pay all those profits back to the federal government. In fact, by the end of the year, the two of them together will have returned about $180 billion in dividends to the government. And yet, if the government does away with Fannie and Freddie, what's going to happen to all that money? And we don't know the answer to that. And here's a bit of good news. Ford says that they've increased their capacity by 600,000 vehicles in the last 15 months without having to build a new factory. They said they can continue to do so. They just announced the addition of another shift in their Kansas City plant at about 1,500 workers. We've been talking for several weeks about how good auto sales are, how strong they are. And earlier this week, I pointed out that the average age of the cars and trucks in America today is 11.4 years, which is the oldest it's ever been. So in spite of the fact that car sales are through the roof, there's still a lot of old cars that have to be replaced. So at least the auto sector continues to show real promise for the foreseeable future.
And John, for a lot of us, it kind of proves that some of those cars they made were pretty good to last as long as they have.
Yeah, exactly. If you think back in the old days when you bought your first car, you couldn't drive a car for 200
no.
miles, but now you can.
That's the truth. Well, yep. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John.